This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, 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 everybody. This is Brian and Delia on the program Salt and Light on your favorite radio station, K Pulpit. It's so wonderful to be with you today. I trust that you are excited.
Hallelujah.
We've got an amazing speaker with us. And so please stay tuned. Apostle Brian, would you like to greet everyone?
Good day, listeners. Good day. Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus. It's such a honor and a privilege once again to be in your ear today. You know, wherever you're listening from, you know, we just trust God, you know, that He is going to come through for us. You know, the Bible says that we overcome Him, that is our enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen. And this after today, we want to speak to Brother Dion. He's going to share a bit about his testimony and what the Lord has done. I still believe, Pastor Delia, that God is setting people free. Amen. I still believe that there is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible says that's the name that is above any other name. I still believe there is hope for those people that is caught up in whatever form of addiction. Amen. There's maybe your son is on drugs. Maybe your husband is an alcoholic. I know Pastor Delia, a couple of years, so 20 odd years ago, that I was caught up, you know, in alcohol abuse, and I was like drinking every single day of my life. I had to, you were joking the other day, said, yeah, we made if I had to do a paint job or something in the house, I must have a couple of beers, and then it gets me into action, you know. And so I was also, at some stage in my life, I was caught up with alcohol abuse, and which obviously led to all other things, you know. But I thank God today that, you know, the blood of Jesus is the power of God. The word of God still speaks, and I know that there is hope. And the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of the Lord. And so we want to also introduce Dion, and he's with us, but I don't want to take more of your time. Dion, can you just maybe introduce yourself to the listeners and tell us a bit, just in a minute or two, of who you are?
Before you do that, I just want to say to everyone right now who's listening, if you know someone that is bound with drug addiction, that is struggling right now, mothers, fathers that are struggling with kids that are in caught up with drug addiction, please, you know, share this with them, call them, tell them to listen, because I truly believe that you are going to be blessed, that you are going to be encouraged by this testimony. So Dion, you were saying, you were introducing yourself.
Good morning, y'all. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity. My name is Dion. I'm 53 years old.
Well, okay.
I come from, I live in the Brooklyn area from Cape Town. Mm-hmm. I'm a chef by trade. I have been for over 30 years.
A chef? Okay, yes, wow, amazing. Yes.
And that's where my work has taken me, all around the world and that. And at this current moment, and that I'm self-employed. I run a catering business from home, but it's called Dion's Heavenly Home Cooked Foods.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, and that is what sustains us at the moment, and that. And
awesome.
Yeah, that's what keeps me busy, you know, through the days and that.
And so you married Dion?
I am, yes. I've been married now for 12 years.
12 years?
Yeah,
wow.
To my wife, Bridget. I have a son who's just turned 12 years old, Daniel. And I love my family very much, and we've come through a lot to where we are now.
Awesome. Yeah. So you're in the Brooklyn area.
That's correct. Yes.
So I think Pastor Delia, we must sample this man's food. But I did sample it already. We had. I still remember we had an open air service, and Dion was cooking a big pot of soup, and I love soup myself. But that soup was amazing, and so I can understand why it's called Dion's Heavenly.
Dion's Heavenly Home Cooked Foods.
Okay, and you are in Brooklyn.
That's correct, yes.
Praise God. You see, so Dion, that is such an amazing, you know, trade too, because obviously you're looking, you know, towards people's tummies and filling them, you know, with a hearty meal and so on. And obviously, you know, it brings in income for you. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, God is also the one that gives you the ability to generate wealth. You know, he put these ideas in your heart and in your mind. Well, that is awesome, Dion. Thank you so very much for that introduction.
But I think what we are going to get into and really want to delve into, it's the fact that you've been bound by drugs for over how many years, Dion?
For over 32 years.
So that is what we really want to discuss. So that is more than half of your life.
Correct.
Three quarters of your life right
That's
now.
That's correct, yes.
Amen.
Sure, that is hectic. And you say you are free.
I'm free. 11 months.
If the Son of God said you're free,
by the blood of
you
Jesus.
Are free indeed. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into a song break, but please stay on the dial. Do not leave. Amen. We're going to chat to Dion just after the song break. God richly bless you. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our program, Salt and Light. I'm Apostle Brian Preston, and I'm sitting here with my wife, Delia Preston. I love her so much. Yeah, when I look at in her eyes, I just love this woman. I'm so thankful to God that He has given me this wife that stands along my side. What a great privilege it is to be married to this wonderful woman of God. And then we've also got Brother Dion. Amen. He's with us. He just introduced himself, and we want to, you know, Brother Dion comes from a background of drug abuse. For he shared with us 32 years. He was caught up in, you know, in drugs and just living a raucous life, and we want to just speak to him more about that. So Brother Dion, with no further ado, we want to ask you, Brother D. So tell us, how did it start What was the starting point of what was happening?
Well, you know, it started, you know, when I was like at a young age, and that, and there was drugs in the family. You know, it started off with marijuana, mm-hmm. and there was mandrax in the family, and that. And you know, as I was growing up, and I started working. Yeah. In the catering industry, there was a lot of late nights there, and you know, we'd go out afterwards and that. And you know, as I went along and that, you know, I started drinking, started experimenting with marijuana. Then from there, it led on to cocaine and that. And this went over all the years and that. And then there was a lot of times when I used to work away where there wasn't drugs involved, and I used to come back and just fall straight back into that same trap. And as the years went on, you know, I was introduced to crack cocaine, and that took a real toll on me, and especially with my marriage, and in the last while, you know, with my son and that, and it really became it became a major problem in my life, where I was addicted to this drug when it wasn't so much alcohol anymore, you know, then it was just onto the drugs on its own and that.
Hardcore.
Yes, hardcore, and it took control of my life. I mean, I would go out of my way to get hold of this drug and to use this drug.
Sure. So what you're trying to say, it's actually a generational thing. You said it was in
your family.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I had a stepfather who was a user, you know, before he passed away. I mean, all my friends that I knew, they were users. I mean, that is the company that I kept. At that time, you know, was people that used, people that did drugs, and that people that drank. So yeah, it was just
so you were born in that environment,
correct, yes, sure. And then obviously, you know, living in the area where I am, and that, I mean, it didn't really make it much easier.
Okay.
You know, because it's right out there, you know, I mean, it was easy
in your face.
It was in your face, you know, it was easy to get hold of. Yeah. Okay. So it became a major problem for me, you know, and for my family.
Okay.
And yeah, you know, there was like many a times, you know, where in me, you know, I just felt that I just needed to get away from it, and I just needed to get away. But the more I was fighting, the more I was pulled into it.
So Brother Dion, in that you're saying there was that wanting within you just to get away. Also, you said it now.
Yes.
You know, so tell us about that. Like, there was that feeling of,
you know, like, especially, you know, after all these years of being in addiction and fighting this problem, and that there was always just this feeling inside of me that I just wanted to get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so a lot of times the more I said this, the more it would just pull me back in, you know, because okay. It was so freely available and that. But there was always this eagerness just to get away from it, and that, because it was causing major problems mm-hmm. in my family mm-hmm. with my wife.
Sure.
She'd left me once, and then I won her back, and then she left me another time, you know.
Yeah.
And like every time I would fight because I knew there was something in me that was worth hanging on to.
Yeah.
My family.
Sure.
And hanging on to this life that I had.
Yeah. And yes. Did she leave you every time because of the addiction?
Because of the addiction.
So
yes.
What was life like being addicted?
It was not nice. Yeah, everything was upside down. Everything was upside down. I mean, even when my wife was around, I mean, I would give her a hard time. I mean, all money that I would make, I would just spend it and waste it on drugs.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. So the one thing that I've also picked up what you say, Brother Dion, is that there's a scripture in the Bible that says bad company corrupts good character. Mm. And you shared now with us that, you know, there was also the company that you kept.
Correct.
And it was in that environment. So it seems to me that at certain places or stages that the environment, it does play a part. The environment of who you're in, and also the company that you keep.
Certainly,
you know. So, so most of these guys, you say, they were all just users.
Everyone was users, yeah. And I mean, at that stage, because I mean, the stuff was so freely available. I mean, if I wasn't acquiring it, somebody else would be.
Okay.
You know? And it was just so difficult to get out of that situation at that time, and especially in my younger days. I mean, we're talking about a 30-year. Period, yeah.
But it's long, you know, yes, yeah.
It was a long period,
mm-hmm.
and so it was really difficult. And like I said, you know, it was difficult for my family and to see and for them to see me deteriorating at that time. But there was just something that I always knew in me, you know, that I just wanted to break free from this problem, from this hold on my life.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose, Brother Dion, if I had to meet you in those days, I would have think, in my opinion, I would have think, yo, what the waste, you know, what the waste of time, you know. But also, you know, the thing I love about you, that I personally come to love about you by meeting you in such a short period of time, Brother Dion, is that I love your humility. I love, you know, as I'm seeing, you know, it's almost like, to me, it's unbelievable. If you're saying, you're sitting here and you're telling me that you were in this addiction for about 32 years, but
yes.
It's like, I can't believe it, because what I see here now and what the Lord is busy doing is such a humble person, a humble man, a man of God, and also, you know, a man that loves his family. You know, that through that, you know, it's like, you know, there's something still to hold on. And that is so powerful. And, you know, and when I look at your family, also your wife, Bridget, and your son, you know, I'm looking at, Lord, what a beautiful, what an amazing family. So definitely, you know, when the Bible says, Pastor Dile, that God has a plan to prosper you and not to harm you. And what the devil had is just the opposite of that plan, to steal and to rob, you know. So I suppose, Brother Dion, over this 32-year period of drugs, you have lost a lot of money, because obviously these things cost money.
Yes, Pastor. You know, I can tell you that, you know, we don't even want to go into the figures, but astronomical amounts mm-hmm. of money. Like I said, I used to work away. I had some very, very good jobs overseas. I worked in Afghanistan for about 7 years. I've worked in Sudan.
So, sure.
You know, I've earned some good money over the years. But that, you know, every time I came back from there, you know, it would just be wasted on drugs and partying. And you know, just not keeping my eyes focused on where it must be. So, a lot of money, things that I've sold, cars that I've gotten ridden of, yeah, because of drug addiction. Yeah,
sure.
You know, that you would go to the lengths just to get that fix, just to satisfy that crave.
Sure.
Yeah, but you know, but for where I am now mm-hmm. at this stage in my life, you know, it's nothing short of amazing.
Sure.
You know, when I really started getting tired, and you know, after my wife had left me, I decided to join a program at the Matrix in at rugby clinic. It's like an outpatient for addicts.
Okay.
And I knew the one woman from there, and I made contact with her, and I started doing the outpatient program there. And over that next few weeks, but every time I went back, I would test positive. I would test positive because I was still using.
Mm-hmm.
And but I continued and I continued, and I started going to church, and I started praying, and I started seeking. I started seeking the Lord. And, you know, after a while of testing positive, and I said to the woman who's a therapist there, and I said to her, please, I said, this is not working for me. You know, I said, I need to go deeper than this. I need to get myself out of the face of the drugs and the situation.
Sure.
And I need to go inpatient.
Yeah.
And
why was it so difficult for you to let go? What was the pulling?
I just think that it
was... Or what was the lie of the enemy?
I think because it was so close by,
mm-hmm.
it was so freely available, because, I mean, pretty much, if I come out of my door, I just need to go to the right and I can get it there.
Sure.
And I can go to the left and I can get it there. I would know exactly where to get it.
In your face.
In my face.
Yeah.
So I felt that I needed to get myself out of the face of the situation so I could just refocus and just get my eyes away from this problem, so that I could start reestablishing myself. And at that time, so I said to her that I needed to get myself out of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, so
no,
we need to stall there so that we can play a song. But beloved, don't go away. Dion is still sharing about being, you know, addicted for 32 years, and we really want to hear what it's like for those that are addicted, so that we can understand and assist. So don't go away. We'll be back.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. What an honor again and a privilege. I'm Apostle Brian here on the program called Salt and Light. You are on Radio Cape Pulpit, and it's such a great honor to be in your space. We thank you for your time. Please do not lose this dial, because we're going to go into the testimony of our brother Dion. And like I said, you know, this man's humility is just so inspiring. And when I look at his life, and I think to myself, there truly is hope in Jesus. And, you know, I've got a scripture reading that I want to read this today to us, you know, maybe for those that is saying, you know, there's no more hope. Maybe you feel hopeless. You've been praying for your son. It's been years now. But Pastor, you don't understand. It's now 10 years. You know, this man was, you know, in this addiction for 32 years. Amen. And praise be to God. God set him free. The Bible says that if the Son of God set you free, you are free indeed. And I want to read out of Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. The Bible says that it is for freedom that Christ has come to set us free. There's so many people, not only even bound by drugs, but you know, there's so many people that's in the prison of their own. You know, there's so many people that is just bound by just normal using of drugs, of, you know, I must have my this pills for this problem and this and that, you know. But truly, the Bible is really, really, God has a plan to prosper us and not to harm us. And today we are so greatly honored to have this vessel of honor, you know, truly a son of God that God has saved by his power and by his grace. And, you know, he's excited. He said, I just want to shout the name of Jesus. Amen. Because I understand today that there is power in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. So Dion, here we are. Amen. And I want to ask a question to you. So with this 32 years, it's been in and out. You said your wife walked out on you twice. You said that the drugs was just freely available. You looked to the left, it was there. To the right, it was there.
Yes.
If there was no money, there's always the friends that could buy, and you would drug together and things like that. But tell us, Dion, how did you get free from this? Because there's somebody that was listening, and maybe they are struggling, or maybe their children are struggling. How did you get free?
What was the breaking point?
Yeah.
You know, Pastor, at that stage, you know, when I like really started to get tired of this drugs, and my wife had left me, and she took my son with her, and that, and I was really at the lowest part of my life. Mm-hmm. I was going to the outpatient program. Every time I was going back, I was I was testing positive for drugs because I was coming out of there and I was just using again. And then I spoke to the lady there, you know, and I said to her that, can I opt for the inpatient program?
All right.
And at that time, she said to me there would be about a 6 to 8 month waiting list. And,
sure.
And you know, I never really grew up going to church and that, but I used to pray a lot. And I used to ask the Lord, you know, just for breakthrough. I was going to church in Brooklyn. And she started doing the paperwork and everything that for me to go to inpatient, yes. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was very fortunate. And I think it just came through by the grace of God that I landed up in a place in under 2 weeks.
Sure.
Yeah, in under two wow. weeks.
After, from a six-month yeah, waiting period.
From a 6 to 8 month waiting
God.
Period.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And I was fortunate enough to be sent to a place that was run by the Salvation Army, a very, very strong Christian-based establishment called Haskett King in Stellenbosch. And that's where the first stepping stone came in for me,
awesome.
away from, awesome. You know, that's where I stayed there in room 30, and that is when I really started opening up my Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learned about this amazing man who gave up everything for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Like, why, to give me a clean slate
Thank
at
you,
that
Jesus.
Time, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's where the program started, and there were so many selfless people that came in there and spoke to us every day, and that's where I first learned, and I love to worship so much.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I really started worshiping God and just singing out the praises and the hymns to Him.
Yeah.
And that is like where I really started to get to know Jesus and everything that He stood for in my life.
Sure.
And to do for me. And it's just, I still can't believe where I am today. Because of Jesus.
I love what you said. A huge part of you coming to the realization that you were sick and tired and you needed to change was the fact that your wife left with your son. You know, sometimes we just allow things to happen as family members, as parents, you know. And that is the time that you should actually exercise tough love. You know, so I salute Bridget for doing something because she could have easily just stayed in that circumstance and situations.
Environment.
But she actually loved you enough to leave.
That's great.
Love you enough to say, you know what, Dion, I just can't. This is not the person I married. You know, this is not how I want to live and see you. Destroy your life. I'm not going to sit by and see you destroy your life. You know, and many parents, they don't exercise tough love. They continue to kind of, what's the word?
Accommodate.
Yes. There we go. Accommodate the toxic behavior of those that are addicted or those that are in toxic situations. We still make excuses for them and
That's
say, you know, ach, shame, you know, they've, this happened in their life and this is the reason why they are like that. And we accommodate our children. Some, I know of parents that even give, they know their children are addicted, but they still give them money. They still have them in their home. They still, the children can be stealing their parents clean and they will still have their child there. They will still feed their children. Now, I've not been involved in addiction and I don't have, thanks be to God. I thank God for that, you know, because it can happen to anyone.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, but we are not in that situation and maybe I'm not as compassionate, but I sometimes am boggled many a times by how parents still indirectly still allow the kids to be doing what they're doing by either continuing to feed their habit, not directly and saying go
buy the drugs,
but they still keep them up. The children aren't working, they're stealing, and yet mom and dad are struggling to say, you know what, you need to leave. Until you change or until you do this and that, we are not going to support you.
And that was Bridget Day. And also the other thing that I'm getting out of our conversation, Brother Dion, is that yes, although you were involved in, it was like the addiction was, you know, coming from your side, your wife wasn't addicted to whatever, but it did have an influence on her daily life. It did have an influence on her marriage. And also the stigma, if I could say it in that way, because like, okay, now your wife has left you. You know how people are also, the man is on drugs and his wife is like, you know what I'm saying? But how must she feel? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Take that step. It's a step that your wife was taking, obviously. But I mean, obviously, you know, people talk and things like that and whatever the case may be. But what I salute about Bridget, and I want to, you know, reiterate what my wife was saying, what Pastor Dile was saying, is that, you know what? She said, no, but I did not settle for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we got married, you know, this was not it. You know, and she made a conscious decision and based on part of that decision also to help you. Maybe at the time it doesn't look like. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. It didn't look like help, you know, because now you in this addiction, your wife has left you. You said, you know, you felt at your lowest of your lowest, but it didn't look like help.
Mm.
But it was actually help, and to the listener,
it brought you to that place of decision making.
Yeah, right. Of decision making, you know, and that is so powerful. And I want to salute Bridget, and you know what, to every person, you know, that maybe the son is on drugs or the daughter or the husband, it does affect the families. And there's so many families on the Western Cape that is affected by drugs. You know, after behind closed, there's a lot of things going on. But what I do know is this, that there is hope in Jesus.
Yes.
There is freedom in the Lord. And praise be to God for these the programs, Matrix, and little bit of programs. But you know what? Our source, you have to get to that place where you got Brother Dion, where he said, okay, no man, I'm tired. I'm just wanting to close this door, and whatever it's going to take from me on my side, on my part, you know, because, you know, we help people and we encourage people, we pray for people, you know, but there's that much that we do as counselors, as pastors, as leaders, you know, as drug rehabilitation facilitators. But there is that part where you come, the drug addict, and say, man, I must stop. I can't go on.
Yes.
Like they must be that
you
place.
You must draw a line in the sand.
You have to draw.
I had enough.
And so, ladies and gentlemen,
that was exactly your words.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have to go on a song break, unfortunately or fortunately, but please stay on the dial. We've got some more time to spend with Brother Dion, and we'll see you just after this. Enjoy the song.
I trust that you guys have enjoyed that song. We are having an amazing time in studio today, speaking to Brother Dion, a man that God has radically saved
Hallelujah.
And set free and delivered.
Thank you, Jesus.
From many, many years, 32 years in drug addiction.
Sure.
Can you believe that? I have never heard someone being set free and that long.
The long period,
that long of a period in drug addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, it tells me that God is the God of the impossible.
Sure.
Many times when you hear someone is on drugs for 10 years, 18 years, it's like, there's no way that person is going to come free.
True.
But today we hear the testimony of a man that God has set free after 32 years. God is the God of the impossible. And so Dion, so share with us what happened in terms of your freedom, you accepting the Lord, and what is it like right now serving God and being 11 months free?
Yes,
wow.
11 months free.
That is
so
awesome.
Set free.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So share with us, Dion.
So everything has drastically changed. Now, my life has done, you know, when I came to my senses and I surrendered everything to God and accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, everything in my life has changed. He's transformed me as a man. He's restored my family. He's restored my business.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And
Bridget and your son is back.
They're back at home. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And we're just living a life full of joy because together we serve the Lord.
Wow.
And that is something that my wife has always wanted, is for my family to serve the Lord.
Sure.
You know, for Jesus just to be the head of us. And it's just so amazing, the transformation in my life.
Okay.
And that I just want to be in His presence and just to serve Him and to glorify His name,
mm-hmm.
now for everything that He stands for, and that's what He's busy doing in mm-hmm. my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like so excited for the way forward, just to see how things develop in my life, you know,
wow.
And just to have Christ inside of me, and just to keep my eyes fixed on Him. Mm. On a permanent basis.
Amen.
Yeah, and just to serve Him with every bit of me because of what He's done for me and what He's doing. And He's just given me a clean slate in my life, wiped the old away, and everything is new.
Amen.
And it's just amazing. Yeah.
So,
what's it like emotionally mm-hmm. and physically to be walking free? After being bound for so many years, what bodily, mentally, what's it like?
Yeah, for me, it's a very emotional. It's an emotional journey mm-hmm. forward. You know, I find myself weeping a lot, you know, because of the love of Christ.
Wow!
And you know, everything that He stands for and what He's gone through to do for me. You know, so that I can be set free.
Sure.
You know, physically, everything has changed in my life.
Are things mentally clearer now?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. None of my life has done a complete 180, a complete turnaround.
So Dion, yeah. I want to find out by you, you know, obviously, you know, the Bible speaks about accountability. Like God gives us a partner, that's my accountable partner.
Yes.
So what does that look like? You know, is there certain things that you and Bridget put in place? You know, for like accountability, because obviously, you know, being involved in drugs for 32 years, yes, God set you free, but remember, you're still in the same environment now.
Yes.
But there was a transformation that took place on the inside of you. But, you know, when you go to the left, maybe most probably there's still a drug dealer on your left. There's still a drug dealer on your right, you know.
Yeah.
So, because now I'm imagining, I'm Bridget. There, Dion goes out maybe to deliver some food to the clients. Like, I'm like, hey, is he now going to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how does that work? Is there, do you let your wife know where you go? Yeah. Is there, how?
You know, obviously, especially in the beginning, it was... Maybe it was a bit difficult. I think it could have been a bit difficult for her because she wasn't really sure. You know, like, is this guy genuine?
Yeah.
Or is he just fooling around? But I think, you know, after a while, I think because of Christ and because of what He's done and what He's busy doing, and that I remain plugged in and I go to church and I go to every meeting and I go to prayer. And I just think through that, and that she can see, you know, that
there's physical evidence.
There's evidence, you know, of a complete change around. You know, and you know, none of this would happen without Christ, you know, without truly surrendering everything to Him.
And there are men of God that you are walking with.
Correct, yes. You know, there's my Pastor Alan and there's Evangelist Darren, you know,
who I come a long way with.
I stay plugged in with them as much as possible, which is that we spend a lot of time together. And this is people that motivate me. I mean, I know Brother Darren for many, many years, and I can see what the Lord has done in his life. And that just inspires me even more just to walk this walk.
Sure.
You know, and I just thank the Lord, you know, with all my heart, you know, for what He's doing in my life and for what He's done and for this transformation that not even a thought of the drugs comes to mind and that, you know, that He's just put that off in my life and just to live in freedom, to have a home of joy and happiness, to see a smile on my wife's face, to see a smile on my son's face, to see that they can trust me, you know, because of Jesus.
Sure.
Because of what He can do.
And I think that spiritual support from the man of God, even I know with Evangelist Darren, he has the same testimony, also bound by many years of drug addiction.
Correct.
So he completely understands where you're at, what you're going through, and you
absolutely
have that. Isn't God amazing
God
that
is,
He would bring you alongside
so that's
men
the thing.
Yes.
That knows exactly what you're going through, know how to pray, know the temptation and the warfare that goes with trying to remain clean.
Correct, yes.
I would say it's imperative, would you agree with me, that you have that kind of support.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. You know, it's always someone to look to, someone to rely on,
yeah.
You know, someone that I can speak to, you know, people that can pray for each other. Mm-hmm. You know, if you feel that you are in any situation. So for me personally, you know, like I said, it's very important to stay plugged in and to stay connected with the men of Christ, you know, who mm-hmm. have been in, especially who have been in that similar situation.
Correct.
That I have been in and that sure. have been set free.
Because I believe, Brother Dion, that, you know, when you come from a place and you've been set free from that place, you know, of drugs and whatever, I believe that there's also an anointing that comes, you know, upon you, because you would now identify with, if you see something, if you see a behavior or a pattern, or there's certain triggers that you would see, then you would know, no, but that person is not free yet.
Yes.
You know, as a pastor, yes. You know, from a pastor's point of view, we can't really see. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, maybe God has brought us out of something else, but now you're sitting maybe with a brother in Christ that he gave his life to the Lord, but he's not completely set free. But I won't know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking, yes. No, the brother is on fire. He's all right. But, you know, you carry that anointing because you know what it was. You know what God has done. And so also you would know, oh, no, but this person is still, you know. And I thank God for that also, because, you see, he takes us out of these darkness and these spaces. You know,
yeah.
And he instills within us. But the one thing that I really like what you said. You know, you said two things. You said you have to be plugged in,
yes,
and you have to be in prayer and in worship and fellowship.
That's,
you know,
correct.
Because in that, Pastor Dealey, I believe that it is great breakthrough, because sometimes, you know, it's not that God is not doing a work in a drug addict's life. God is doing a work, but then the person is not plugged in. He's not, you know, under guidance, you know, under help, under support, and he just go back into the world, yeah. To the support structure that they got, where, you know, you go to a drug house, it's just there, yeah. People are supporting you.
It reminds me of John 15, you know, plugged in. It literally means abiding
in the vine.
Yeah.
You must abide in the vine. For Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. So there has to be that abiding, you know, staying in the presence of the Lord, staying in the secret place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have to go into a song break, but when we come back, we have to unfortunately end off this program. We will be so 5 minutes when we come back, and then we basically just want to pray and we just want to speak the word of the Lord, you know, into the lives of people that is in bound by drugs, bound by whatever addiction. I just know the God who I serve. I'm fully persuaded and fully convinced in my heart that God is still setting people free today. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. We've had such a powerful session with Dion, and so blessed by what God is doing in his life. And Dion, prophetically, we want to say just that get ready for God to use you. I believe that as you become stronger and stronger in the Lord, God is going to use you to bring others out, to set others free, to bring others out of addiction.
Yes.
You know, and we just want to declare that over your life today.
Thank you.
That
Thank
know
you,
that God is going to use you, and you are going to see others come out of addiction and freedom, because God set you free.
Yes.
And whatever you've been set free of, like Apostle Brian said, you become the deliverer for those people.
Amen.
And so we pray and we just speak God's protection and covering over you, that you'll become stronger, that you'll increase, and that the anointing upon your life will bring others out in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And so, Dion, we just want to ask you to pray for those today that are struggling. Also pray for the parents. I mean, even in our very church at Light Ministries, there are families that are struggling because of their children being in drug addiction.
Yes.
You know, and I see what the mothers go through. I see the tears. You know, I see the heartbreak. And it is so sad, you know, to see how drug addiction is honestly destroying lives, destroying families. Yeah. And so this afternoon, we just want you to pray and ask God to just do something in the lives of these people.
Certainly, yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace and mercy, Lord, and just thank you for this opportunity, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Heavenly Father, I just want to bring before you, Lord, all those out there that are caught in captive, Lord, of drug addiction and of alcohol addiction, Lord. And Lord God, we just please, we pray for favor over them, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord,
just to meet them where they are, Lord.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
Lord, all those shackles, Lord, and chains that they are bound by, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord,
name.
We declare that they are off, Lord. We
Hallelujah.
Are off.
Yes.
Lord, we pray for all their parents, Lord, all their mothers, Lord, who are crying in that, Lord, just to meet them where they are, Lord. Lord, we just pray a peace and a calm over them, Lord.
Jesus.
Lord Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace, Lord, and your peace surpasses all understanding.
Thank you, Father.
So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you. We give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Father, we speak the word of the Lord this afternoon, Father, over the highways, my God, Lord, through this platform, through this medium, Father, Lord, your word declares that you have plans to prosper and not to harm. Father God, plans of a hope and a future, Father. And so, Father God, today we just speak hope. My God, we speak hope over the Cape Flats. We speak hope in every drug house, my God. Hope in every Shabin, Father God. Hope, my God, over our young people, my God. Hope, my God, in our schools, my God. Hope, because you are the God of hope today, Father God. Lord, those who are trusting you for a breakthrough, even in their homes, in their marriage, my God, I pray. Lord, I just release, Father God, Lord, Isaiah chapter 60, Father, arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of God is upon you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we prayed. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you.
Yes,
may the Lord show his countenance towards you, and may the Lord fill you with his peace, in the mighty name of Jesus, we prayed. Amen and amen. So, Dion, maybe you want to leave your number to the listeners. If there's people in the area, you know, maybe they want to come and support your business. I want to support your business because it will like a course eat me, bro.
Is it a delivery?
It's collection or delivery, but a majority I do deliveries.
In the area?
In the area, yes. Or a little bit out, it doesn't really matter. As I said, it's called Dion's Heavenly Home Cooked Foods, and you can contact me on 0611-277-161. And I look forward to hearing from you.
And you just give your number again?
Yeah, 0611-277-161.
Okay, so like, do you have a set menu for the week? How does it work?
Yeah, every week I run a different menu, Monday to Friday, and I do platters, I do desserts, I do salads, but I do like Monday to Friday, fresh cooked home food.
Okay, so it's for people that can't cook, don't have the time to
cook.
That's
correct, yes. Maybe you're stuck in traffic. Yeah, maybe you just, like I said, maybe you just don't know how to cook or don't want to cook. That's where I can step in.
Awesome, yes. Awesome.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for us on Salt and Light. I trust that you enjoyed this program. Once again, from my side, Apostle Brian, it's such a great honor and a privilege to be in your space. Thank you so very much for your time. May you have a fantastic day. We thank Brother Dion for a powerful testimony. We thank God for what God is doing. And we will see you next time, this time, amen, on this dial. I believe that Radio Cape Pulpit is the station for the nation. Amen. Praise be to God.
Amen. 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 Have a wonderful day, guys.
God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.